This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
Candlelight vigils and rallies were held in South Korea on Saturday to commemorate the 156 people killed in a Halloween crowd crush, with public anger growing over one of the country's deadliest peacetime disasters. The victims, mostly young people, were among the estimated 100,000 that had flocked to the capital Seoul's popular Itaewon nightlife district to celebrate the first post-pandemic Halloween. South Korean law enforcement officials have conceded that there was insufficient safety planning for a crowd that large, and opposition politicians have accused President Yoon Suk-yeol's government of not taking responsibility for the disaster. Thousands gathered in central Seoul at a candlelight vigil organized by a civic group linked to South Korea's main opposition party. On Friday, President Yoon offered an apology for the disaster, joining other top officials, including the National Police Chief and the Interior Minister, in doing so. Yoon, who is with the Conservative People Power Party, has been battling record-low approval ratings since taking office in May, and his political opponents are now taking aim at his government over the Halloween crush. Iranian students protested and shopkeepers went on strike Saturday despite a widening crackdown, according to reports on social media, as demonstrations that flared over Mahsa Amini's death entered an eighth week. The clerical state has been gripped by protests that erupted when Amini, 22, died in custody after her arrest for an alleged breach of Iran's strict dress code for women. Oslo-based group Human Rights Watch said Wednesday that at least 176 people have been killed by security forces in the protest crackdown. This is VOA News. And here are some of the other headlines from around the world today. North Korea fires four short-range ballistic missiles into the sea, the South Korean military says, the latest in a blitz of weapons launches by Pyongyang this week. A fire kills at least 15 people at a bar in the Russian city of Kostroma, Russian news agencies report. About 30,000 flag-waving worshippers join an open-air mass held by Pope Francis in mainly Muslim Bahrain, the highlight of his outreach mission to the Gulf. Kenya Airways flights were disrupted as a strike by its pilots demanding better working conditions grounded over a dozen planes, affecting thousands of passengers, the country's transport minister says. Candlelight vigils and rallies are expected in South Korea to commemorate the 156 people killed in a Halloween crowd crush, with public anger growing over one of the country's deadliest disasters. Malaysia's Mahathir Mohamad, who is almost 100 years old, files his candidacy in what could be his final race as campaigning for upcoming general elections begins. Twitter sacks half of its 7,500-strong staff as new owner Elon Musk launches a major overhaul of the troubled company just a week after his blockbuster takeover. Yet to concede his loss to U.S. President Joe Biden, former President Donald Trump is now signaling he will seek the White House again in 2024, and with the midterm elections on Tuesday, he is doubling down on voting conspiracies. Theories also in U.S. politics. While Latino voters lean Democratic in the run-up to the U.S. midterm elections, soaring inflation makes their support less predictable and may compel a shift toward Republican candidates, analysts say. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan accuses his successor of involvement in a plot to kill him as he recovers in hospital from gunshot wounds following an assassination attempt. France's far-right National Rally Party will choose a successor to its longtime leader Marine Le Pen, with 27-year-old Jordan Bardella the overwhelming favorite. And fans of the Hong Kong Rugby Sevens shrugged off a three-year pandemic absence as the weekend sporting spectacle kicked off with drinking, fancy dress, and COVID rules. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.